由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你今天收听《天路导向》。
And now we're coming toward the very end of our series of messages entitled Know Your Real Enemy.
今天的分享是认识你真正的敌人这个讲题的最后信息。
I want to begin this message by telling you a story.
今天我的分享，我想用一个故事来开始。
There was a man who was an expert camel driver.
有一个人是一个驾驭骆驼的专家。
And he was taking a group of foreigners in a caravan across the desert.
他带着一队外国的商队横越个沙漠。
The trip was for several days.
那个行程有几日咁长。
And one morning he got up and told his companions that we had some intruders last night.
有一日早晨，佢同佢嘅同伴去讲话，寻晚有人偷偷咁样嚟过。
They couldn't understand what he's talking about.
但系因为言语嘅问题，所以个商旅系唔明白佢所讲嘅嘢。
They said we haven't heard anything and we haven't seen anything.
佢哋话我听唔到乜嘢，我又睇唔到乜嘢。
But the camel driver pointed to them the tracks in the sands.
不过那个骑骆驼的人指出沙土上面的足印给他们看。
And those who have spiritual discernment are able to see Satan's footsteps in the land.
而那些有属灵分别能力的人亦都能够看到撒旦在地上面所留下的足印。
You see it everywhere in the consequences of people's sins.
你亦都可以从每一个人犯罪嘅后果当中睇得见呢一啲嘅脚印。
While Satan is playing havoc with those who are in the world,
当撒旦让呢一啲属世嘅人陷入混乱嘅时候
，We who are in Jesus Christ have victory over him.
我哋喺耶稣基督里面嘅人系可以胜过撒旦嘅。
He cannot touch us because God is restraining him.
撒旦并不能够伤害我们，因为神会禁止撒旦这样做。
But it does not mean that Satan and his fallen angels never going to attack the children of God.
但是这件事不代表撒旦和他那些堕落的天使不会攻击神的儿女。
Especially those who make him mad.
特别有一啲激嬲咗撒旦嘅人，撒旦会特别咁样攻击佢哋。
Those who are active in serving the Lord，
呢一啲人就系热心侍奉主嘅人。
In the past several messages, we have looked at our real enemy。
喺前几次嘅节目当中，我哋曾经睇过呢一个真正嘅敌人嘅面貌。
We discovered his intention toward the believers.
我们揭发了他对信徒的企图。
We saw what really makes him thrive.
我们看到撒旦势力扩充的因素。
We saw the three gates through which he lets himself in into our lives.
我们看到撒旦赖以进入我们生命的三道门。
And in this last message, I want to tell you about his future.
而在今天最后一次有关认识你真正的敌人的信息当中，我想和你讲一下撒旦将来的结局。
I want you to know what God has prepared for Satan and all his angels.
我想和你分享一下神为撒旦和那些堕落的天使所预备的下场。
The Lord Jesus Christ said,
主耶稣基督这样说过，
that his disciplesare certain to have victory over demons.
主的门徒是必定能够胜过魔鬼的。
Jesus prophetically revealed to the disciples that he is victorious over Satan.
耶稣在约翰福音第十二章二十五节曾经向门徒讲过预言，说他必定能够胜过撒旦。
And in John chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus said,
而在约翰福音第十二章第三十一节，耶稣这样说，
Now the judgment of this world,
现在这个世界受到审判，
Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
让这个世界的王被赶出去。
And in Jude verse 6,
在犹大书第六节，
It tells us that the angels who joined Satan in his rebellion, which is third of the created angels,
这里讲话跟随撒旦叛逆神的天使是所有受造天使的三分之一。
What happened after the resurrection?
但是究竟当我们复活之后会有什么事发生呢？
After the resurrection, Satan was condemned by the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们复活的日子过了之后，撒旦就要被主耶稣基督定罪。
And when Jesus comes back,
而当主耶稣基督再回来的时候，
He is going to execute that sentence.
主就要对撒旦执行他预定的刑罚。
And when Jesus comes back,
而当耶稣翻翻嚟嘅时候，
He is going to execute his judgment against Satan and all his demons.
佢要对撒旦同埋佢嘅恶魔施行审判。
Not one of them is going to escape.
冇一个可以逃脱。
During Jesus' first coming,
当耶稣第一次嚟到世界嘅时候，
He bound the demonic powers.In the life of some people,
佢为一啲人去赶鬼，捆绑魔鬼加喺嗰啲人身上嘅能力。
He released them from their physical infirmity.
佢医好有病嘅人。
He opened the eyes of the blind.
佢打开咗盲眼人嘅眼。
And the ears of the deaf.
佢打开咗聋人嘅耳朵。
On his second coming,
喺主第二次嚟嘅时候。
He is going to release all of his children from their physical infirmity.
他将要医治所有神的儿女，让他们不再有疾病。
In his first coming,
在耶稣第一次来到世界的时候，
Jesus raised some people from the dead.
耶稣叫一些人从死里面复活。
And they died again.
不过他们最终都要面对死亡。
On his second coming,
但是在耶稣第二次来到这个世界的时候，
Jesus is going to raise up all of his children to live forever and forever.
耶稣要叫所有属他的儿女都复活过来，并且活到永永远远。
They will never die again.
他们永远不会再有死亡。
In his first coming,
在耶稣第一次来到世界的时候，
Jesus cast demons out of some.
耶稣只是为小部分人去赶鬼。
But in his second coming,
但是当耶稣第二次来到这个世界的时候，
He's going to free all of his children from satanic attack and oppression.
他要将所有属他的儿女从撒旦的攻击和压制之下释放出来。
He will do it by throwing Satan and his demons into the lake of fire.
耶稣亦都要将撒旦同埋佢所有嘅恶魔都掟入去硫磺火湖里面。
One day
喺嗰一日
，Jesus is coming back。
耶稣就要翻到屋企。
The question is，
问题系
，Are you ready？
你预备好未呢
？Satan of course does not want to hear about his judgment that is coming。
撒旦当然不想听见他的审判即将来到。
Satan wants people to forget about hell.
撒旦想人忘记有地狱的存在。
In Matthew 25:41,
在马太福音第25章第41节，
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
that the unbelievers will end up in the lake of fire.
那些不信的人的结局就是要去到火湖里面。
Hell was not prepared for humanity.
地狱并不是为人预备的地方。
Hell was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels.
地狱是为撒旦和他的堕落天使所预备的。
And in Revelation 20:10,
在启示录 第二十章第十节。
John, through the eyes of faith, was able to see the future as a present reality.
约翰藉着他信心的眼睛，看得见未来的事实真相。
He saw that God will send the devil and all his fallen angels into that lake of fire.
他看到神将魔鬼和所有的堕落天使都扔入火湖里面。
There are some people who think that hell is a state of mind.
有些人认为地狱只不过是你头脑里面的幻想。
No.
不是的。
It is a literal place.
这个地方是真实地存在的。
And Jesus spoke about the intensity of the suffering of those who are going to be there.
耶稣讲过那些去地狱的人，他们将要受到极大的痛苦。
Jesus emphasized the fact that from it there is no return.
耶稣都强调过，事实上去到地狱的时候，你就永远不能够回头。
Jesus warned that it is eternal separation from the loved ones.
耶稣警告说，去到地狱当中就是要和你爱的人永远隔绝。
It is an eternal separation from all that is good and holy.
去这个地方就是要和美善和圣洁永远隔绝。
It is an eternal separation from God himself.
去到地狱就是要和神自己永远隔绝。
And that is why Jesus spoke about hell with such intensity.
所以耶稣是这么严厉地去讲到有关地狱的事。
Because he wanted to warn men and women not to go there.
因为耶稣想警告人，让人不要去到那里。
There are some who take the word fire literally.
今天，有些人在字面上去解释火这个字的意思。
Meaning burning with combustible material.
他说的意思是用一些可燃烧的物品来焚烧。
And they say that hell could not be for eternity.
他们说地狱是不可能是永久性的。
They say that it will burn for a while, then it will die down.
他说火烧得耐自然会熄灭。
Their logic says that it is inconceivable for the fire to keep burning for eternity.
他们的逻辑是，如果一把火是能够烧到永远的话，这件事是不可能的。
They say there is not enough combustible material in the universe to keep the fire burning.
他们说在宇宙当中根本就没有足够的可燃物料让火一直烧下去。
The Bible always uses figure of speech in order to illustrate a principle.
圣经经常会用一些预象来讲明一些重要的原则。
And there are two things that you must know about that.
你必须知道两件事。
Number one.
第一样我要讲的是。
Symbols in the Bible are not meant to blur an issue.
圣经所用的象征不是要将事件去变得模糊。
They are not meant to undermine an issue.
这些东西不是要将事情的重要性去减低。
They are not meant to ignore an issue.
这些东西不是要我们忽视那件事。
But symbols meant to make things clear.
象征是要让人看清楚一件事。
And here the Lord Jesus Christ uses a word picture of fire that will not quench.
而主耶稣基督在这里用的是一幅不灭的火的形象。
This symbolism of fire is God's given truth.
神藉着火的象征告诉我们听真实的情况。
So that we may understand the agony of hell.
让我们可以明白地狱的煎熬。
And the pain of hell.
和地狱的痛苦。
He uses it that He may impress it upon our minds.
神这样说会让我们刻骨铭心。
The second thing is this.
第二样的东西是。
In any common communication.
在任何的信息传递当中。
The thing that is being symbolized is always greater than the symbol.
所象征的事物永远都是比预象更加重要的。
Let me give you an example.
让我给一个例子你看看。
On the communion table, you find bread and grape juice.
在圣餐桌上面有饼，有葡萄汁。
They represent the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们是代表着主耶稣基督的身体和宝血。
The symbols are not greater than what they symbolize.
但是这些象征并不能够大过他们所代表的事物。
God is accommodating to our finite mind to help us understand important things.
神就是要用象征去迁就我们有限的思想，去帮助我们明白重要的事。
But symbols do not undermine the horror of hell.
但是象征并不是要减低地狱的恐怖程度。
They are supposed to intensify it.
而是要强调他们。
And magnify it.
并将这一种恐怖的程度大大地放大。
And manifest that horror of that place.
去显明那一个地方就是地狱有几恐怖。
The Bible gives us some clues as to the character of hell.
圣经对地狱的特点还有其他的提示。
Very quickly, I want to give you five of those realities.
我将要很快地讲下五方面的真相给你听。
The first thing the Bible says about hell is that it is a prison.
第一样就是圣经讲话监狱来形容地狱。
Matthew 18:30.
这个记载在马太福音第十八章第三十节。
But it is not like a physical prison.
虽然圣经用监狱来形容地狱，不过这个地狱是不似有形的监狱的。
It is not like the earthly prisons.
亦都唔似世界上面嘅监狱。
Earthly prisons imprison the body.
世界上面嘅监狱系囚禁人嘅身体。
But not the soul.
唔系囚禁灵魂。
Or the minds.
亦都唔系囚禁思想。
Earthly prisons are palatial mansions in comparison with eternal prisons.
如果要比较嘅话，我哋可以假设世界上面嘅监狱。对比起永恒的监狱来讲，世界上面的监狱就好像豪华的住宅一样。
Paul and Silas were beaten up and thrown into the Philippian jail.
保罗和西拉曾经被人鞭打，并且被囚禁在腓立比的监狱当中。
They were in chains.
他们虽然被扣上锁链。
But they were singing and praising God and glorifying God.
不过他们能够唱诗赞美神，去荣耀神。
But according to Matthew 10:28,
但是根据马太福音第十章第二十八节这样讲，
Hell is a prison that will incarcerate the body and the soul together.
地狱是要将人的身体和灵魂一起囚禁的。
I want you to use your imagination with me.
请你和我一起想象一下，运用一下你的想象力。
All of human creativity will be imprisoned.
如果人类一切的创作力都会被囚禁。
Hope is dead.
没晒希望。
Anticipation is no more.
期待一啲都冇了。
So it is an eternal prison.
那一个就是永恒的监狱了。
Secondly,
第二样我要讲的是，
The Bible tells us that hell is a pit.
圣经话地狱是一个深坑。
And sometimes it is called bottomless pit.
有时更加被称为无底洞。
What is the scripture trying to tell us?
圣经究竟想同我哋讲乜嘢呢？
It is impossible to escape from.
就是想话我哋系冇办法逃走噶。
It is impossible to get a second chance.
我哋系冇办法得着第二次嘅机会啦。
You cannot back out of it once you get in.
当你入咗去之后，你就再冇办法走出嚟。
So it is a prison.
所以佢系一座监狱。
And pit
系一个深坑。
Thirdly,
第三样我要讲嘅系
The Bible tells us that hell is an utter darkness.
聖經話地獄係完全黑暗嘅。
Matthew 22:13 and 25:30.
馬太福音22:13同埋25:30咁樣講。
It tells us that it is utter darkness.
佢係話地獄係完全黑暗嘅。
I hope you'll read them after the broadcast.
我希望你能够在收听今日天路导向之后，阅读下这些的经文，是马太福音第22:13和25:30。
The Bible says in the book of Revelation,
另外在启示录当中，
that in the last day,
当末日来到的时候，
when we are together with Jesus in heaven,
当我们在天上面同主耶稣基督一起的时候，
We are not going to need the sun to shine.
我们再不需要太阳去照耀。
Because Jesus is going to be the light of heaven.
因为耶稣就是天堂的光。
But for those who are in hell,
但是那些在地狱里面的人，
They will have nothing but darkness.
他们什么都没有，除了黑暗之外，什么都没有了。
That includes physical darkness.
这一样东西是包括有形的黑暗的。
But it also includes moral darkness.
但是这一样东西也都包含了道德的黑暗。
Mental darkness.
包括了思想的黑暗。
Spiritual darkness.
灵性的黑暗。
A place that has no dawn or sunrise.
因为这个地方再没有黎明，再没有日出。
In hell,
在地狱里面，
every day is night.
每一日都是夜晚。
Every day is pitch black.
每一日都是漆黑的。
And then there is a fourth thing the Bible tells us about hell.
圣经话给我们听第四件事是，
It says the fire will not be quenched.
地狱入面嘅火系唔会被熄灭噶。
And the worms will not die.
地狱入面嘅虫系唔会死噶。
There are 21 times in the New Testament that hell is referred to as a place of fire that will not quench.
新约圣经里面曾经有21次提到地狱里面有不灭嘅火。
It is a place of terrible suffering.
在那里要受可怕的痛苦。
Constant agony.
无尽的煎熬。
There is no relief.
永远都没办法脱苦海。
Jesus tells us when he told us about Lazarus and the rich man.
当耶稣讲到有关拉撒路和财主的比喻的时候。
That this man who lived for himself went to hell.
那个为自己而活的财主死了之后入了阴间。
And Lazarus went to heaven.
而拉撒路则是上了天堂。
And he cried out in agony and in pain.
财主极其痛苦地去呼喊。
He ignored God all his life.
他在生的时候已经忽略神。
And now in hell, he wanted to send somebody from death to evangelize His brothers.
但是去到那一刻，他在阴间的时候，他希望有人死里复活，可以向他的兄弟去传福音。
And Abraham told him,
不过亚伯拉罕这样告诉他，
that unless they believe the Bible, they will not believe if somebody rises from the dead.
除非他们相信圣经，否则有一个死里复活的人，他们都不会相信。
There is a fifth thing the Bible talks about hell.
圣经讲有关地狱的第五件事是
that it is a place of separation.
那个是一个隔离的地方。
There are some people joke and say that they're going to be in good company in hell.
有一些人讲话在地狱里面会有很多的同伴。
Let me give you a list of those people who are going to be in hell.
让我告诉你听究竟哪一些人会落地狱啦。
It is in Revelation 21:8.
是记载在启示录第21:8的。
They are the cowardly, the vile, the murderers, the sexual perverted, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars.
他们就是胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的，还有一切讲大话的。
Here's the good company that they talk about.
这些就是他所讲的同伴。
But not only those people are going to be in hell.
但系唔单止呢一啲人。
Satan and all of his fallen angels are going to be in hell.
撒旦同埋佢所有嘅堕落天使都要落到地狱。
There is no feeling of love in hell.
地狱入面系没有爱嘅感觉。
If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to commit your life to Him today.
如果你今日仍然未相信耶稣基督嘅话，我鼓励你今日就将生命交俾佢。
Because He is the only one who can save you from hell.
因为得佢一个先至能够拯救你，免得你落地狱。
See how beautiful this earth is.
你睇下呢一个世界嘅大地有几靓。
The flowers.
百花齐放，万紫千红。
All these beauty of the earth were created for people to live in them.
神创造呢一个世界，都系佢为我哋而做嘅。佢要让我哋安居乐业。
But the lake of fire was created for Satan and his angels.
不过硫磺火湖却系为撒旦同埋佢嘅使者去做嘅。
And when we sin and follow Satan and refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我哋犯罪并且随从撒旦嘅话，拒绝相信耶稣基督嘅话，
our destiny will be Satan's destiny.
撒旦嘅命运就系我哋嘅命运。
Because through Christ, the Lord provided a way of escape from hell.
因为借住基督，神俾咗我哋一条逃避地狱嘅途径。
And there is no other way.
不过呢一条系唯一嘅路径，再冇其他嘅路径啦。
Through Jesus, God provided us with a new identity.
借住主耶稣基督，神赐俾我哋一个新嘅身份。
And our destiny is heaven.
而我哋嘅归宿就系天堂。
And if you have never committed your life to Jesus Christ,
如果你从来未将你嘅生命交俾主耶稣基督。
And you refuse to do so.
而且你拒绝去咁样做。
God is not going to send you to hell.
咁样就唔系神去俾你入地狱。
You are sending yourself to hell.
而系你自己要自己入地狱啦。
The Bible said you are without an excuse, O man.
圣经话人啊，你根本就冇任何嘅借口。
And I want to give you an invitation today.
所以今日我想邀请你。
Will you repent of your sin?
你愿唔愿意为你嘅罪而悔改呢？
Will you come to him and receive him as the savior of your soul?
你愿唔愿意去到神嘅面前，去到耶稣嘅面前，接受耶稣成为你灵魂嘅救主呢？
And the Lord of your life?
接受耶稣成为你生命嘅主呢？
And if that's your decision, I want you to pray with me this prayer.
如果你愿意嘅话，请你跟住我去祈祷。
Our Father in heaven,
我哋喺天上面嘅爸爸
，I thank you for your invitation.
多谢你去邀请我哋
，I thank you for salvation that is offered to me.
多谢你赐俾我哋有救恩
，I now repent of my sin.
我而家为我嘅罪悔改
，I receive you as my savior.
我愿意接受你成为我嘅救主。
Help me and send me someone to disciple me.
求你去帮助我，差派人嚟指教我。
Help me to understand your word.
让我去明白你嘅道。
And I look forward to seeing you in heaven.
因为我期待能够喺天堂当中同你相见。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.